Welcome to Music and the Message from St. Peter Lutheran Church in Gilberts, Illinois. We pray this blend of musical praise and the spoken word will enlighten your day and bring you closer to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
The following readings and service are from the 8 o'clock service on Sunday, August 6, 2017.
Old Testament reading this Sunday is from Isaiah chapter 55. Come, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters. And he who has no money, come, buy and eat. Come, buy wine and milk without money and without price. Why do you spend your money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which does not satisfy? Listen diligently to me, and eat what is good, and delight yourselves in rich food. Incline your ear and come to me. Hear, that your soul may live. And I will make with you an everlasting covenant, my steadfast, sure love for David. Behold, I made him a witness to the peoples, a leader, a commander for the peoples. Behold, you shall call a nation that you do not know, and a nation that did not know you shall run to you because of the Lord your God and of the Holy One of Israel, for he has glorified you. This is the word of God.
Thanks be to God.
We find the epistle in Romans 9, 1 through 5. I am speaking the truth in Christ. I am not lying. My conscience bears me witness in the Holy Spirit that I have great sorrow and unceasing anguish in my heart. For I could wish that I myself were accursed and cut off from Christ for the sake of my brothers, my kinsmen according to the flesh. They are Israelites, and to them belong the adoption, the glory, the covenants, the giving of the law, the worship, and the promises. To them belong the patriarchs, and from their race, according to the flesh, is the Christ, who is God over all, blessed forever. Amen. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 14th chapter. Now when Jesus heard about the death of John, he withdrew from there in a boat to a desolate place by himself. But when the crowds heard it, they followed him on foot from the towns. When he went ashore, he saw a great crowd, and he had compassion on them and healed their sick. Now when it was evening, the disciples came to him and said, "This is a desolate place, and the day is now over. Send the crowds away to go into the villages and buy food for themselves." But Jesus said, "They need not go away. You give them something to eat." They said to him, "We have only 5 loaves here and 2 fish. And he said, "Bring them here to me." Then he ordered the crowds to sit down on the grass. And taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, he looked up to heaven and said a blessing. Then he broke the loaves and gave them to the disciples. And the disciples gave them to the crowds. And they all ate and were satisfied. And they took up 12 baskets full of the broken pieces left over. And those who ate were about 5,000 men, besides women and children. This is the gospel of our Lord.
Thank you.
Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and from our Comforter, the Holy Spirit. Amen. St. Matthew writes, "And they all ate and were satisfied." What does that mean? Perhaps the answer seems obvious to you. More than 5,000 people were miraculously fed by Jesus with 5 loaves and 2 fish. In fact, Scripture tells us they ate until they were all full. That there were 12 baskets of leftovers proves that their appetites had been satisfied. But what satisfied them? Was it the miraculous food that Jesus provided? Or was it the miracle that Jesus performed? Or was it the words that Jesus spoke? Or was it all of these things? Thousands of people enjoyed an abundant meal of fish and bread. To say that they were physically satisfied is an understatement. And by whom were they satisfied? Who was their gracious host? They were satisfied by Jesus himself. Jesus saw their need and he attended to it. They were recipients of his most miraculous gifts of satisfying mercy and love. As he looked out upon these lost and wandering sheep, thousands of people got to participate in this miracle. I ask, have any of you seen anything like that in your lives? No? Well, my dear friends, have you ever really thought about all the miraculous ways in which Jesus attends to you? If not, it's time to change that. On this morning, let's think about some of those ways in which the Lord provides for you and satisfies your every need every day. What about the daily bread we demand of the Lord and that prayer that he taught us to pray? Okay, it's time to get into the Wayback Machine. We're going to go back to our catechism days. What is daily bread? Luther writes, "Daily bread includes everything that has to do with the supports and needs of the body, including food, drink, clothing, shoes, house, home, land, animals, money, goods, a devout husband and wife, devout children, devout workers, devout and faithful rulers, good government, good weather, peace, health, self-control, good reputation, good friends, faithful neighbors, and the like." There will be a quiz after the service. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, everything you have, everything you've ever enjoyed, everything you think you may have earned, everything you believe you deserve, and everything you take for granted is a gift given to you by a most gracious and merciful God. Of God's great generosity, the Apostle Paul would write, "What do you have that you did not receive?" Let's get serious. Exactly what have you earned? What you have done has earned you God's punishment. And what do you deserve? Actually, you deserve to burn in hell. Now, it's a beautiful day, and I'm sorry to be a downer, but it's true. Everything you have and enjoy in this life is a gift given to you by a most gracious and merciful God, given specifically to you by him because he loves you. So with that thought set before you, let me ask this. How many of you are satisfied with your daily bread? Now, based on what we see in our culture today, I think we can all agree that those who are truly satisfied with God's provision aren't very many in number. Just about everyone wants something more. And then, of course, more is never enough. We're dissatisfied with what we have, and we covet what we don't have. In fact, coveting has become a socially acceptable form of behavior. Far too many people believe that they are entitled to anything that pleases them. And it doesn't matter to them whether or not what they want is pleasing to God. No one seems to be pleased with the daily bread God gives to them. "Thanks a lot, God, but I want more." We always want what the other guy has. We look down the street and see that big RV, that beautiful home with 8 bedrooms. We know that that person has a beautiful summer home up in Wisconsin. Boats, RVs, everything you can think of. And we get ready to go to church on Sunday morning and we can see that everybody's comfortably asleep in that home. We say, come on, God, is that really fair? And then we're kind of like the Israelites. We have no manna. And then we hate the manna we have. Well, my friends, I think all of us can think of people who fit this description. But what about me and you? You've got to look in the mirror and ask yourself, am I truly satisfied with God's gift of daily bread? Am I genuinely thankful for all that God provides for my body and life? How about it? Is God's daily bread good enough for you? Is it adequate? Is it more than adequate? Or is it still lacking? Have you ever thought to yourself, I'm satisfied, but I could always be more satisfied? My friends, I've got news for you. If that's what you think, you're not satisfied at all. God knows it, and so do you. Who richly and daily provides us with all that we need to support this body and life? Is it not God who created us? Is it not God who graciously gives us all things? God satisfies me. God satisfies you. God satisfies us all. So we're all satisfied, aren't we? Well, no. No, we're not. You see, there's what I call an inner tapeworm of sinfulness that is always hard at work within us. It creates that insatiable crave for more and more, for all that stuff of which we grow tired and becomes outdated, that stuff that ultimately rots and rusts away, all that stuff that will one day fall from our lifeless hands. Not that we won't try to hang on. So what are we supposed to do? Do we just keep avoiding thinking about the inevitable? Do we just keep on living our lives as we please? When you look at the world around you, well, that seems to be the most popular approach, doesn't it? So why not just go with it? I mean, after all, what's really wrong with that anyway? God loves us. He must want us to be happy and satisfied. And even if we break his rules in some way, so what? We can always fall back on God's grace, can't we? Well, sure. If you want to make a mockery of God's grace. Well, my friends, if you don't like that idea, here's another one. I suppose we can do our best to fake it. We can put on that happy face and tell everyone how satisfied we are, even though we're not. Is that a good idea? I personally wouldn't recommend it. God knows you. God knows exactly what's going on in your heart. And God knows when you're being dishonest. Lying to yourself, lying to one another, and lying to God can only lead to trouble of the worst sort. Here's an example. Have you ever met people who like to boast about their faith in God and about how satisfied they are with all that God gives them? At least until they hit a roadblock and something goes awry in their life. And then in an instant, in a blink of an eye, they go from being satisfied to crying out, why, God, why me? What have I done to deserve this? All my plans have gone up in smoke. All is lost. Really? What happened? Did you suffer a financial setback of some sort? Could it be that you can't do everything you used to do or had planned to do? Does that really mean all is lost? You still have daily bread. And likely, if you take time and look a little closer, you'll find that you have much, much more. And anyway, regardless of what may be lost to you in this life, you still have the gift of eternal life. And even if everything in your life is suddenly snatched up and pulled away from you, you still have that heavenly mansion and feast that Jesus has prepared especially for you. And no one and nothing can ever take that away from you. Exactly what else do you need? Please, 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 don't be dissatisfied with God's generosity. Don't cling to what you have today. Don't grieve what you might have lost along life's way. And don't waste God's precious gift of time being jealous. You may have a little, you may have a lot, but whatever you have in this life means absolutely nothing at all if you don't have Jesus Christ in your life. And if you have Christ, you have it all. And what does it mean to have it all? Well, God's Son died and rose for you. Jesus paid an enormous debt with his own blood. He paid your debt. And God is satisfied with you for his Son's sake. So, you ought to be satisfied as well. Real satisfaction. Real satisfaction comes from getting what you really need. You need the Word of Life, and here it is. Through Jesus, you get the forgiveness of sins that you need to claim the eternal life that awaits you in the kingdom of heaven. You have Christ, my friends. You have what you need. And so this is my prayer for you. May you be content with his all-satisfying gifts of daily bread. And may you be truly satisfied with that all-sufficient grace which God has shown for you through his Son, your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Because, my dear family in Christ, it's all yours. You have it all. In Jesus' name, amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.
We hope you've enjoyed this edition of Music and the Message, brought to you from St. Peter Lutheran Church, located in Gilberts, Illinois. Worship services are held on Sundays at 8 a.m. and 10:30 a.m., and on Saturday evenings at 5 p.m. For more information, please visit our website at www.stpeterlutheran.org. Thanks for listening, and God's blessings on your week.